But as I leave, I want to say to you this evening that I came here not to make a speech, but I came in order that I might see you in action, in order that I might be encouraged. For we have been in the struggle a long time. And it's good to know that others are with us in the struggle. And how well we remember that during the early days of our movement, when the way was very dark, the people of Tuskegee stood with us and told us to press on in his name. But you were with us all the way. I have come to Tuskegee this evening with the hopes that in some little way my presence will say to you that Montgomery, Alabama, 50,000 Negroes are with you in this struggle. I have come to remind you this evening, from the days of emancipation up until about 1918, the voice for the freedom of the Negro was heard from Tuskegee, Alabama. That voice came in the form of Booker T. Washington and Tuskegee Institute. Now Mr. Washington sleeps beneath the clouds of this universe. And I've come this evening to remind you and you and you and all of you of Tuskegee that you would certainly betray his trust and his confidence as he sleeps from the balconies of glory unless you would rise up and let the whole nation know that Negroes of Tuskegee Institute, Alabama, and vicinity are willing to suffer and to struggle and to give all that you have until you are respected as dignified first-class citizens right here in Tuskegee.